noontime on Sunday, January the 18th, 2015. The Zionist regime's helicopters flying from the occupied territories strike missiles at the Golan Heights in Syria. In this attack, officers from the resistance front attain martyrdom. One of them is a 23-year-old youth by the name of Jihad Mughniyeh. Jihad was the son of Imad Mughniyeh, the military commander of Lebanon's Hezbollah, who was martyred 8 years earlier in Syria. Like his father, Jihad Mughniyeh had studied at the American University in Beirut, but his presence in Hezbollah and in military operations goes back to the day when his father was martyred, the morning of February 12, 2008, Damascus, Syria. The city starts the day stable and safe. There is yet no news about Daesh, al-Nusra Front, or the Free Syria Army terrorists. But Syria, due to their cooperation with Hezbollah in the 33-day war, has fallen under the anger of the Zionist regime. Based upon domestic and international reports, a few people had gathered around an apartment building in Damascus. And a few moments before noontime, a silver-colored Mitsubishi Pajero Jeep is seen near the apartment building. A person with black clothing and a clean-cut beard and without a bodyguard goes into the building. Workers who were standing on the road quickly relay information via their communication systems that the target has arrived in Damascus and has reached the apartment. Just a little earlier than 10 a.m., it is reported that he exits the apartment and gets on the Jeep to go to a location where a meeting with Syrian, Iranian, and Lebanese officials occurs. The Jeep stops at the predetermined location, and the ones following him confirm his getting out of the car. February 12, 2008, 11:30 p.m., Damascus, Dafr Susa region, Al-Hadiqa Road. All of a sudden, the loud sound of an explosion shakes Damascus. Imad Mughniyeh, the top military commander and the assistant director of Hezbollah in Lebanon, is martyred in a terrorist attack. Details regarding this international terrorist operation are uncovered later on and with the passage of time. But what is most important is the revealing of the perpetrators and their purpose in this terrorist attack. Even though the role of Mossad was clear in this assassination, but with the martyrdom of Jihad Mughniyeh, the American newspaper The Washington Post reveals the role of the CIA as well. Just a few months after that, a German reporter announces on the Al-Mayadeen news channel the role of German intelligence services in the assassination of Imad Mughniyeh. But after the investigations following the assassination operation, the intelligence services of Syria acquire intelligence, and testimonials are gained, which takes up to 4 years before its publication. The intelligence is the confession of the previous Saudi ambassador to the US and the head of the Saudi National Security Council's role in the assassination. A few weeks after the assassination of Imad Mughniyeh, Bandar bin Sultan wanted to enter Syria secretly and unnoticed, but was captured by the Syrian intelligence services and for a time was under protective custody in Damascus. In this interview, he admitted that the primary purpose of assassinating Imad Mughniyeh, and that too on the assassination anniversary of Rafiq Hariri, was to spark a flame under the ashes and create discord between Hezbollah and Syria. But he also confesses another very important thing, a plan to create enemies for Syria and the downfall of Bashar al-Assad. In reality, the assassination of Haj Imad Mughniyeh, which was an old desire of the Zionist regime, was now the first step in order to implement a plan which 2 years later turned into the Syrian Civil War. January 26, 2011, the Syrian Civil War begins. And on October 18, 2011, Islam Times reports via the internet site Muntadiyat Minar, as quoted by an Arab diplomat, the following statement. Despite the promises broken by the Saudis for the silence of the Syrian government, this Zionist Saudi plan came to be implemented, and the fire and insecurity created by the Takfiri terrorists was inflamed. But the war in Syria resulted in Hezbollah and Syria coming closer together, and the strengthening of the resistance front opened up a new front in the Golan Heights against the Zionist regime. According to Zionist news reports, Jihad Mughniyeh was appointed with the commandership for parts of the Golan Heights, which were occupied by Zionist forces. Jihad Mughniyeh was moving towards a widespread operation against the Zionist regime. His assassination, like his father, was conducted by the direct order of the Zionist Prime Minister. Jihad Mughniyeh attained his age-old desire for martyrdom, but fighting for the resistance front still continues. His dreams are more alive today than ever and are being accomplished. The places of Jihad and Imad Mughniyeh are surely empty.